Congratulations on making it to the final day of this challenge. You've learned so much about your health anxiety. You have all the tools you need to recover. Let me remind you of what you can expect recovery to look like. As you recover, you will still experience physical sensations, but you won't be anxious about them. Over time, you will stop checking into your body so much. You will stop being constantly aware of every time something in your body changes. You will begin fully engaging in life and start doing all the things you put to the side to accommodate your anxiety. Yes, you will experience setbacks, but don't be discouraged. Setbacks are an expected part of the process. Each setback provides the opportunity for you to become more dedicated to the process. Eventually, the setbacks will lessen until you no longer experience them anymore. Here is my final encouragement for you. Be persistent. Don't give up. Each and every time you feel anxious, put this approach you have learned into practice. Every time you wonder if sensations indicate a health problem, remind yourself that anxiety can play tricks on your mind. Remind yourself that it's normal for anxiety to cause physical symptoms and that you have had all the necessary tests done, so trust in that. Remind yourself that the sensations you feel are not dangerous. They cannot hurt you. At the beginning of each day, ask yourself this important question. What level of anxious discomfort am I willing to embrace today in order to heal? Start going through the body scan you learnt on a regular basis. Accept and allow every anxious feeling. Embrace the discomfort and surrender back control to your body. Allow your body to do its job without your anxious mind trying to run the whole show. Each and every day, find new ways to step outside of your safe zone. Push yourself a little further every time. Stop Googling symptoms. Stop seeking new doctors. Stop obsessing over every aspect of your health. Don't give in to the urges that tell you to constantly seek reassurance. Find someone who can keep you accountable to your goals. Finally, find ways to engage in other activities. Focus on the important tasks of each day as they arise. Find new and creative ways to engage your mind, as that will put you back into a natural state of flow. Do that thing you've always wanted to do. Don't let anxiety hold you back. Time is such a precious and finite resource. Don't let anxiety steal any more of it from you. I'm fully confident that you can recover from health anxiety. It doesn't matter how long you have struggled. It doesn't matter how severe the anxiety has become. Recovery is still possible. You don't have to feel this way forever. Thousands of people have used this same approach to find freedom from anxiety, and you can too. It takes some courage, but I know you have it in you. You can tolerate the discomfort. You can embrace your fear. Life is waiting for you. Don't let anxiety get in the way. You can change your relationship with anxiety, and when you do so, you will change yourself and your experience of the world around you. You've got this. Now get after it.